7:04, this is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. A bipartisan bill at the Colorado Capitol aims to keep the redistricting process on track in spite of census delays. CPR's Benta Berkland has more.
The measure would give more flexibility to the two independent commissions tasked with redrawing Colorado's congressional and state legislative districts. It would let the nonpartisan commission staff use preliminary census data to create tentative maps. The commissions would use those maps as starting points at hearings across the state to get feedback from the public. The commissions would finalize their maps after the exact population numbers arrive in the fall. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
Cities in Colorado could get new power over developers, CPR's Andrew Kenny reports.
It's been more than 20 years since the Colorado Supreme Court put significant restrictions on the ways that municipalities can shape new development. The court ruled that cities can't require developers to set aside lower rent units in new construction. A bill that is set to pass the legislature would return that power, allowing them to control rent on new development. Cities would still have to give developers alternative options, such as paying a fee instead. Some cities already have similar policies, but the bill would put them on firmer legal ground, assuming it's signed by Governor Jared Polis. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
The Mac Mesa Reservoir near Grand Junction is being refilled. State Parks and Wildlife officers drained the lake last month after they discovered a predatory fish in the water. More than 1,000 northern pike were relocated to other lakes. The reservoir near the Utah state line could be full by next week. The White House has released more details about the First Lady's trip to Colorado on Thursday. Jill Biden will visit Fort Carson for an event honoring military spouses, where she will make some public remarks. Military Spouse Appreciation Day is Friday. For today, there's more rain along the Front Range and snow in the mountains. Temperatures staying cool today and then getting warmer over the next few days. By the end of the week, metro highs will be in the 70s and 80s. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.